And we're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Thanks for tuning in. In studio with me, RCPD Director Brad Schoen. But before we get into any other topics, we do have a caller. So caller, go ahead. Thanks for waiting. You're on In Focus.
I hope you guys in the studio have turned down the lighting in there.
Well, I'm not suffering at the moment, but they got fluorescents, and yeah, they're a little more bothersome than regular.
What can we do for you?
I wanted to thank you for being the poster boy for the helmets. And, you know, even if you're riding the bicycle in the proper place, we have people writing down points, leaning back, texting on their phone, no hands on the... We have seen everything out here with these bicycles, as well as we can't see the motorcycles, and I hope that the fellow at least didn't see you, but we want to apologize to you anyway, now that your career is ending, about the taxpayers of what we have not provided in funding for the police department to oversee this county. What we haven't provided in insisting that either Aggieville or the football stadium up there be a taxable entertainment district to provide the funding for the efforts that you people make every night and every football day, getting the traffic in and out of there, and just even the vehicles to have more presence on the street, more police presence on the street. I'm sorry we couldn't have done more for you. Thank you for being there and all your efforts.
Well, I appreciate this. I appreciate the sentiment. Thank you, and you're welcome. But we know, generally speaking, when we get into this stuff, and certainly as you move up in the ranks a little bit, it becomes apparent that political and economic and budgetary constraints are what they are. And our function has always been to do the best we can do with what they give us. You know, and honestly, it's hard to complain a whole lot. I think we've been taken care of fairly well. Could there have been some other things we might have done? Oh, okay. Dave just turned the lights off in here. maybe. But you know, I'd have to say, I think we're doing okay. But I understand this comes at a time when budgeting's been kind of difficult locally. You know, I mean, the state went through what it did. There's been less money flowing back to local units of government from the state because of some of the things that happened during the previous governor's administration. There was a recession in there. So it's been, to the extent that it's been difficult for everybody. And that we shared in that, you know, I understand. But again, I appreciate the sentiment, and thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, thank you for that call. And it's kind of feeling like it's a late night talk show in here now that Dave turned off the lights.
What's that guy? Art Bell? Are you Art Bell?
Art Bell, or maybe I'm Howard Stern.
Art Bell passed away here recently.
Oh. Well, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe he's with Elvis.
You know, Halloween's coming up. Is it too dark in there now?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay, all right. Okay, because I can see the glow of the computer screen on Nick, but Director Schoen, I can barely see you. That's a bad thing.
That's because my aura isn't what Nick's is.
Is that what it is?
That's it.
Okay.
You know, I have drawn comparisons to one Jesus before.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, I was
thinking when I saw you.
But all the images that I've ever seen of Jesus Christ don't have the beard squared off.
That's true.
Yeah. Fair point. Anyhow, speaking, you brought up Halloween. That's a great transition.
You did bring up
Dave.
Halloween, yeah.
I did that on purpose.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, good thinking there, because this you won't be in again until Halloween passes. So it might be a good idea to talk about some Halloween safety.
Sure. Yeah. You know, here's the main thing. You got a bunch of little kids running around at night and in outfits that I think sometimes are a little dark. So first of all, if you're a parent, go along with them. Keep an eye on them. Give them something that glows. I mean, those little chemical things you twist or snap, or a flashlight with a, you know, an orange stick over the cone over the, you know, the beam part, something so that they can be seen, just keep an eye on them. I think it's Manhattan. We're not talking about someplace with 500,000 people. Most people know what's going on, and I think generally speaking, when they're in neighborhoods, know to keep their eyes out. But if you're concerned about the whole safety issue, there are any one of a number of of events for kids where you can take them, and you don't have to worry about maybe traffic quite so much. You know, I know West Loop's got something going on. Just kind of look around a little bit, Google search, see who does that sort of stuff. I don't know if the mall has one going this year or not. I know they've done it in the past. I don't think I've heard of it this year, but anyway, there are places like that. I know about the West Loop one because we're going to have some officers out there. In fact, I just talked with our public information officer, Haley Rowland, a couple, 3 days ago. She came back in with like $75 worth of bags of candy in her hands. And now, listen, if you know one thing about a police department, you know that she probably had to fight her way to her office with that candy.
Oh, man.
So
that's similar to radio stations, I got to
say.
Yeah,
kind of the same, yeah. Anyway, so, you know, there's that. I would say the main thing is if you got little ones, just if you can get them in something something light-colored, certainly give them something that glows or, you know, makes them more visible or maybe has some reflective material on it. I think I've seen some of that on Halloween stuff now, different than when I was a kid. And, yeah, just keep an eye on them, and you should be fine.
Do we typically see more incidents during Halloween related to maybe traffic or anything like that?
No, not really. You know, I was sitting here talking and trying to think of if I could ever remember any kid being involved in, like, a vehicle pedestrian accident at Halloween time, and I just don't have one. So it's one of those things that everybody worries about and that you need to pay attention to, but – you know, if you look at our track record, the odds of it happening are low, but one would be way too many. So that's kind of why we talk about it. Just be careful.
It's talking in studio with RCPD Director Brad Schoen. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, 537-1350 is the number to call. I think we also, it might be good just to touch on the lawsuit that's been ongoing a little. Last update I've heard, I understand you probably can't talk a lot about it as it's ongoing, but last up I heard it was motioned to be dismissed. Has there been any developments that you're aware of?
No, those things move at a glacial pace. I'm pretty sure that won't be decided until well after I've retired. So yeah, there's absolutely nothing new to report there. I mean, they get filing dates and extensions happen, and yeah, it's one of those things that that as a layman looking at it from the outside in, you kind of go, come on, really? You know, we had a date here that this was supposed to be done. Well, so and so filed for an extension so they could have more time. How come? They just needed more time. Oh, okay, whatever. Let me know when something changes. That's kind of where we are on it.
All right. And moving forward, tomorrow is a drug take-back event going on.
It is.
At the I think it's at the RCPD headquarters as well as the Manhattan Town Center.
Yep. In fact, I heard you guys talking about it on the radio on the way in when I was traveling to work this morning. So thank you. We appreciate the publicity.
Of course.
But, yeah, if you got anything you want to turn in terms of unused or old or outdated medications, bring it on down. There are some exclusions, no needles, no pressurized charged cartridges, no illegal drugs, that sort of stuff. But bring it on down. If you have a question, you don't know whether you should bring it or not, bring it down. And if we can't accept it, we'll tell you. That's a good thing because, you know, everybody knows at this point, I think you're not supposed to be doing like we did in the old days and flushing that stuff or running it down the garbage disposal or anything like that. So bring it on into us and we'll help you with it. If you need to go over to mom or grandma's house and clean out the cupboard because they've got a lot of old stuff and you're starting to get worried about, you know, and I just went through this with my dad. You know, there comes a point in time where it gets difficult for him to keep track of the medication and you don't know what they've got sitting around and somebody has to inventory it and all of a sudden you're going, holy cow, we got a lot of old stuff here. Bring it on down. That's what we're doing it for.
A couple of just a quick question on that. Do you or the DEA keep track of what those medicines may be that they're turned in?
I don't think we keep track of. Are you talking about like the particular type of medication?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I don't mean
whether they're opioids or.
No, I don't.
Know,
I think we keep track
codeine.
Of. No, because a lot of times people just bring us pills, and we'd have to get a PDA, you know, to look them up and all that sort of stuff. We just keep track of weight. I think we keep track of numbers.
Okay.
But we don't know what type of medication they are.
I know that in the last several of these that you've had really good response.
Yeah, I think so.
And it seems to be a growing thing.
Well, it is, and it's probably a good thing. I mean, people talk about the opioid crisis all the time, and so obviously anything we can do to get those things off the street is a good thing. I know how you end up with them. I mean, I had some prescriptions for them after the accident, and they're a necessary evil, I guess, might be the way to put it. Now, myself, I never took as many as I could have because I kind of tend to just take what I need to tolerate the pain. But for people who are in chronic pain, and I'm telling you, after going through 3 or 4 weeks, we were talking about being overly emotional. I was sitting there one day eating dinner with my wife at a restaurant, and I just kind of started leaking. I wasn't full-blown crying, but I was crying. she's like, what's the matter? And I said, I'm just so tired of hurting all the time. But for somebody in that sort of condition, I can see how they might suffer an addiction to narcotics or opioids. But everything, which necessarily means then, to get back to your point, Dave, anything we can do to get the spares off the street is a good thing, you know. So bring them on down. Yeah, I think it's. I think we're seeing more all the time.
I think I read just the other day that in 2017 there were 50,000 deaths attributed to opioids in the nation, and if you compare that to the highest level of deaths from AIDS in 1 year was 10,000.
Wow, I had not seen that.
And that's an interesting comparison,
right?
You know, and it's just like, you know, 50,000. That's basically wiping out the entire population of Manhattan.
Right. I see some numbers on this subject that talk about the number of I think it was on a state by state basis, the number of opioid prescriptions per 100 people in the state. And some states had actually more prescriptions than they had people. I'm like, wow.
Those numbers don't add up.
But yeah, but we had a case here infamously some number of years ago about a pill doctor on Westport, and it, you know, made the news locally for quite some time. And so, I mean, I get it. That was probably our biggest exposure to it. We got a handle on it, and you know, the criminal cases have long since concluded. So,
and I understand that's kind of a national thing, this Drug Take Back Day. How long has RCPD been participating in it?
Well, we did it for a while, and then DEA kind of got out of the business a little bit, and then they got back into the business. So I'm going to tell you that I'm winging it here. Somebody from the PD is going to say I'm wrong on this. And they're going to be right, and I'm not. But I'm going to tell you that it probably goes back 7, 8, 10 years maybe. And at some point between whenever it was we started and now, there was a several-year period where we didn't participate, because DEA got out of it. We had even gotten to the point where we were starting to look into trying to buy an incinerator or, you know, something like that. And at about that time, Karen McCullough got interested in it and managed to figure out that DEA was back in the business. I thought they were still out, but she did some checking and figured out they were still in and gave me a call about it, so we signed up again. So kudos to Karen for running that down for us.
And that incinerator you mentioned is what they do with the drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
eventually.
They just burn them up.
Yeah, but there's all sorts of EPA restrictions on that stuff, and yeah.
It's a bit of a mess.
You want to try to do the right thing, but it seems that is as difficult as possible to do that.
Right. And I think it's time for our next break in the morning. When we come back, we'll have more with RCPD Director Brad Schoen. So stay tuned for more In Focus coming up here on News Radio KMAN.